This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, the government has decided to increase the salary threshold for the repayment of PTPTN loans. We will never stop talking about this. What are the details?
Basically, because people don't want to pay.
Yeah, that's the thing. that's the what it boils down
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so we've given them discounts and we're doing so many things to get them to pay. But the cabinet met last Friday and they decided that the mandatory salary deductions for borrowers will only be made for those earning 2,000 ringgit and above. And the base level deduction starts at only 2%, and this rate will be gradually increased to 15%. And I think this is great news for those complaining that monthly deductions will burden them, because 2% is like, what, 40 ringgit? Mm-hmm. That's maybe about 4 bubble milk tea, right?
Why is that your measure of currency?
I don't know, because I know people who are complaining and they're constantly posting bubble milk tea on their Instagram story. So I'm like, it's time to pay up. And the base rate, I think it's going to stay for a while, because the range for this 2% is between 2,000 ringgit and 2,500 ringgit. And usually a fresh grad salary doesn't shoot up so fast, right? And it will take a few years to go to a different range. But if you do get an astronomical raise, I think it's only for you, only fair if you pay a bit more, right?
Right, Sean. So Deputy Education Minister Teo Ni Cheng explained in detail about the new repayment structure in Parliament today. One of the key points was in relation to exemption for borrowers who do well in their studies. She said the ban has been expanded to include the M40 group as well.
Yeah, the Cabinet also decided to exempt those in the middle income group, which is the M40 group, from repaying the loans if they get first class honours. And the argument around this was mainly about rewarding those who score high grades. And it was raised in Parliament that up until October this year, over 37,000 students from public universities have been given exemptions, while only 15,000 from private universities were exempted. There's a push to give this exemption to all students from IPTA or public universities who obtain first class honours. And I've had this conversation with some academics and students, and one of the interesting comments I get is how they claim it's more difficult to score first class honours in public universities. So they believe these 15,000 exemptions given to private university students may not accurately represent a level playing field in terms of benchmark for excellence. I guess that's an interesting debate to look forward to going forward, in Parliament or...
Yeah, I mean, I'd be curious to hear from you guys. Let us know. I mean, do you believe this to be true, the notion that it's harder to obtain first-class honours in public universities compared to private universities? I haven't heard it myself, but if you have, we'd love to hear from you. 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, of course, in Bursa, all the spotlight was on Genting stocks today because they made headlines after their fallout with Walt Disney and 21st Century Fox. How are the counters today?
Yeah, Genting Malaysia saw a combined 4.9 billion ringgit erase from their market cap earlier today after their $1 billion suit against Walt Disney and Fox. And this is over the cancellation of the Fox-branded theme park, and Genting Malaysia accused them of unreasonably abandoning the contract, and that Fox has no ground to terminate the contract. And Genting Berhad closed down 7.5% at 6 ringgit 38 cent, while Genting Malaysia fell 16.7% at 3 ringgit.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.